The bipartisan bill introduced last week in the Senate requiring EPA to rewrite its proposed Waters of the United States rule shows broad geographic concern about the proposal, ranging from West Virginia to Alaska. Republican Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming is one of the authors of the bill.
All of us have heard from people back home who are seriously concerned about the EPA's Waters of the United States rule. Clearly, we've been working together for months on dealing with this, and we've introduced a bill that we believe is a strong and a bipartisan bill that's going to protect Americans' waterways and American farmers, ranchers, and landowners. So the legislation basically gives the EPA the direction that I believe it needs to write a reasonable rule that will truly protect America's navigable waterways and adjacent wetlands.
Democrat Joe Donnelly of Indiana worked with Barrasso on crafting the bill.
No one wants cleaner water or better land condition than the families who live on the farms of America or the ranches of America. This is something both parties can get behind by focusing on common sense principles to shape a final rule and requiring straightforward procedures the EPA skipped the first time.
Democrat Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota believes it's necessary for Congress to step in on the rule.
I mean, I can't tell you how much uncertainty has been created by this rule or even the implementation of existing interpretations of what constitutes navigable water under the Clean Water Act. It has caused huge concern and as a result has slowed down the appropriate kinds of soil management that my farmers typically would do.
Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman Pat Roberts of Kansas has long been opposed to the proposed rule.
I want to emphasize that this proposal is the number one issue of concern in farm country. I have heard directly, as all of us have, farmers, ranchers, state agency officials, various industries in Kansas, and for that matter, every state that's represented here, that unless we take action, they will be very negatively impacted by this proposed rule.
And while Alaska is low on the totem pole when it comes to agriculture, Senator Dan Sullivan says WOTUS is a huge concern for them.
My state actually has two-thirds of the wetlands of the United States, and estimates of up to half of the waters that would be covered by this rule exist in Alaska.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.